Some business news now. Today, thousands of steel workers from across Europe demonstrated against the importing of cheap Chinese products. They warned European leaders not to designate China a, quote, market economy. If leaders give Beijing that status, steel industry watchers say it could cost Europe tens of thousands of jobs. Meanwhile, stiff competition from China and other parts of the world has hit the aluminum industry here in the U.S. hard. The American company known as Alcoa first commercialized aluminum production in the U.S. more than 100 years ago, but today U.S. aluminum smelting is in steep decline. Tom Bonsi from Northwest News Network reports.
Smelter worker Chris Morales of Wenatchee, Washington, remembers the day he learned his job making aluminum was going away. He got a text on a day off in November.
You know, it's a feeling of surprise, panic, now what? You know, my wife's got a good job. I'm fortunate for that. But still, you know, I was counting on Alcoa that's been around for years.
For 64 years here in Wenatchee, in fact. And while Alcoa insists it's not done making aluminum in the Pacific Northwest, doubts run high among the laid-off workers.
The advice was something along the lines of, you need to go find another job.
So Morales has decided to move on. He's served as a volunteer firefighter in his spare time and now hopes to get hired there in a career position. The idling of the Alcoa Wenatchee smelter at the beginning of January cost around 420 jobs, which paid around double the average wage of that area. Another 465 jobs hang in the balance at Alcoa's other Western aluminum smelter outside Ferndale, Washington. Barry Hullett is the plant manager there.
It is important to notice the difference between a curtailment and a closure. When we curtail a plant, we keep it in operating condition so it may be restarted. That's different than a closure.
Hullett emphasized to an audience of state senators that what the remaining Pacific Northwest smelters face is indefinite curtailment. Hullett says he's hopeful that market conditions will change for the better, but the price for aluminum needs to come up, he says. It plummeted around 30% last year.
The metal price shouldn't stay at this level. It's at historic lows. And so commodity cycle should change. And hopefully when that does, we'll be positioned to keep operations going in Washington State.
15 years ago, there were 23 active aluminum smelters in the U.S. Today, there are only 6 in operation, including that one in Ferndale. It's the last of 10 Northwest smelters that, at their peak several decades ago, employed more than 10,000 workers. Karen Macbeth follows aluminum's fortunes for the industry news service Platts. She says the survivors domestically face tough competition from newer foreign smelters, especially in China.
It's interesting how China has just completely overtaken the industry, and it's true of a lot of metals markets, not just aluminum, but they now account for about half of global production and half of global demand, so they're a huge factor.
Macbeth says she's personally rooting for a U.S. comeback, but not counting on it.
At the moment, though, a number of these smelters are actually getting dismantled, so it's going to be a little late for the U.S. industry to try to make that comeback if the price doesn't improve soon.
Macbeth says aluminum production is very energy intensive, so a revival might also require favorable power deals. New York State just reached a subsidy deal to keep the Northeast's only remaining smelter in operation for 3 more years. Back in Washington State, longtime smelter worker Kelly Woodard argues that sort of thing is in this country's strategic interest.
I guess I'm not a big fan of government supplying a lot of money to corporations, but I as a citizen, think it's vital to keep some type of aluminum production in the U.S., and I'm hoping a lot that the Northwest can maybe, keep a couple smelters around.
The Chicago-based Century Aluminum Company and the United Steelworkers Union are lobbying for trade sanctions against Chinese aluminum. China is not a party to the pending Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, and the U.S. Labor Department agreed American aluminum industry workers have been harmed by foreign trade when it approved special retraining and dislocated worker benefits recently. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.